Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
I would like to welcome you tonight to our Let the Bible Speak service. I want to thank you for joining with us, and we trust that your soul will be blessed as we worship the Lord together in the gospel. Let us unite together in a word of prayer. Eternal God and loving Heavenly Father, we come into thy sacred and holy presence afresh in the adorable and precious name of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We thank thee tonight that it's written in thy word, unto you there for which believe, he is precious. And we thank thee especially for the precious gift of thy lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless thee for the mystery of his incarnation. We thank thee that it is written, great is the mystery of godliness, God was manifest in the flesh. We thank thee for his virgin birth and the fullness of time, his sinless life. We thank thee especially for his atoning death on Calvary. And we pray that thou wilt teach and remind individuals he died an atoning death for thee. May the truth of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Lord, teach this truth to many. Open eyes and ears and hearts. We thank thee for his bodily resurrection from the dead. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He rose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever for his saints to reign. We thank thee for the proof of the acceptance of his blood sacrifice in Calvary, the empty tomb. We thank you for his ascension to thy right hand. We rejoice in Christ with a man in the glory. And we thank thee that he loves us. He lives for us. We're glad that we're on his heart and in his mind. And we pray that we'll have conscious reality of fellowship fellowship with the risen, crucified Christ tonight. We commit our service to thee to this end. We pray, Lord, you'll bless us and be with us. Bless the reading of thy word. Remember thy servant, O God, who'll come and preach the word of God. We commend the Reverend McCrae to thee, and we pray you'll be mouth matter and wisdom to him. And we pray that you'll use him this evening, even for thy glory. We commit ourselves unto thee now. Bless us and be with us. And Lord, use thy word to encourage and direct many, even to come to Christ, whom to know is life eternal. Hear and answer prayer, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Our Bible reading tonight is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 19, right through to verse 29. Let us hear the word of God, and I'm reading, of course, from the Authorized Version. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he saith, "I am not." "Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may be given answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Isaiah.'" And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is whose coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethorabba beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, 'Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.'" Amen. May God be pleased to bless this reading of his own precious and infallible and inerrant word. I'm going to join in the singing of the hymn, "Is There a Heart That Is Waiting, Longing for Pardon Today?"
It is good to be with you again today to bring God's precious word. We truly trust that the Lord's word will be a word in season to your hearts, and that you will come, if you do not know Christ, you will come to know him who is a life eternal. I want to read the text of scripture which the Lord has laid upon our heart for today. It is the words of number 29 of John chapter 1. It says that the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. I want to speak on the subject of the messenger and his message. And that is John the Baptist. John was a man who was mighty and willing to do a work for God. And we want to look at him as we go through the Word of God today. Firstly, we want to look at John the Baptist, who was the messenger who was sent. John the Baptist was the messenger who was sent. It says in verse 23, And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. Before Christ came into this world, there was the foretelling of a messenger who would come to prepare the way. One who would come to prepare the way for the Messiah who would come into this world, and that was John the messenger. He was the voice in the wilderness. He was the man who came to bring a message of hope that people would hear in the barren and dry land. It was foretold that this messenger would come over in Isaiah chapter 40 and the verse number 3. It was confirmed in this verse 23 that's before us. And as John preaches to the priests, the Levites, and brings the word of God to the people, he does so with a heart that is loving. He does not condemn them, but he warns them that their sin has taken them down a road towards a lost eternity. He comes with that heart afresh, and he comes realizing that the people should know that sin will take them farther than they want to go. And he challenges them that they're blindly walking away from the things of God and against God's grace. And as he brings to them the light of the truth of the glorious Savior, he was a man who was preparing the way. You could say he was a man who was a light to warn a people of their need to come and get right before God. He was a messenger in a time that the Word of God needed to be brought. He was a man who preached the Word of God in season, out of season. He was a man bringing God's Word to the people. But what was John's message? Verse 29 says, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. But let me also give you a little message from John and over in the book of Matthew. Something that should be preached even today. It's an important message. Matthew 3 verse 2 says, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And John desired that the people would know this message about God. That this message was from God. And it was needed for the people that they would hear and get right before God. Repent ye. To confirm that was true, Savior starting out in his earthly ministry, in Matthew 4 verse 17 says, For that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's the thought there that Christ was saying, This is a faithful saying. This is a faithful message. And John, having been sent to prepare the way for the Messiah to come, came with a message with a heart to tell the people that when they asked, Who art thou? He didn't say, I am someone who's great. He didn't call himself anything greater than he was. But he said, I'm a man who is here to prepare the way. But he wasn't just any man. He was a messenger sent from God with a message for the people. And as I read about John, I was struck by his willingness to go into the wilderness and reach the people. But also something grasps my heart. with thanksgiving because of the way he tells the people of their great need. He thinks of how he's living in dark days. I'm reminded of those words in Matthew 3, verse 1, which says, in those days. And those words in Matthew 3 indicated in those days were dark, that they were dark, dark days, meaning that when there was dark days upon the land, it was that time God sent his messenger into the land to reach those who were lost. And he was to cry out or to call out to the people that are caught in the wilderness, that a people would come to hear him preach. Do you know that the people came to hear John the Baptist preach? Why? Because they knew that he believed what he was preaching with all his heart. He knew what he was saying was the truth, and the people realized it. And they went out and they listened as John the Baptist preached God's precious word. And we are no different today. Because we are called to call out or to preach and to encourage people to listen, to come to Christ. Because that's the world's greatest need today. Because people are living sinful lives, and we're living in dark days, and people are going out into a lost eternity without a Savior. We need to tell them, like John did in years gone by, Jesus is the Lamb of God. Jesus is truly the Son of God, and people need to repent and be converted. Because John simply said, repent ye, indicating it's personal. You need to repent personally. But then he said, repent, but behold the Lamb of God, because only the Lamb of God is able to take away sins. John the Baptist, he was that messenger. Secondly, John the Baptist came to tell the message that he was sent with. It says in verse number 29, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. In the passage that we read here in this verse, John is presenting to the people one whom they have been waiting for. He says, this is the one, the Messiah that was to come, the one who was prophesied about of old, the one who was sent. And in the midst of time of great struggle, John presents to them a message that this man, Jesus Christ, he's the one. He's the one. He's the one that God would send to bring a people unto himself. And the Lamb in which the Old Testament patriarchs looked forward to come coming. The Lamb, he says, look at him here. Behold the Lamb of God. There is the one that God hath sent. And as he preached this message, we find that there's something he calls on them to do. He says you need to have that heart change. You need to behold the Savior and look towards the Lord. He presented them about God's love. We find that in him telling them to look to Jesus. What a love that God has given, that he would call someone to preach the gospel to people, the dying men and women, to tell them of their great need. He preached love. He preached about God's wrath to come. He preached about how God would send his blessed Redeemer. And he preached to them and presented them the need to heed God's call and to get right before God. Yes, he spoke to them of baptism. Yes, he spoke to them but many things. But the charge he's setting out to the people in this verse of Scripture is that there needs to be a heart change. You need to behold the Lamb of God, because only God, Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, can forgive you from your sins. He was trying to get their minds away from tradition, because tradition was leading them along a road that was leading them into a lost eternity of hell. And John says, behold the Lamb. There's also something else, not only a heart change, but there needs to be a searching of the heart. John in himself, he looks at the people. He says, you're considering many things, but get your eyes on the Lord. They asked him a question. And in verse 26 and verse 27, we read, John answered them, saying, I baptize you with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. And he's saying, I cannot do the work myself. I am not worthy. And this was a challenge to them to acknowledge within themselves they're helpless in their sin without a Savior. And they had to confess their sin before God and to recognize and say, worthy is the Lamb. And what John was doing was bringing their thoughts and their minds and calling them to look to Jesus. To look to Jesus. And brought them in the view of the Lamb of God. And this message which John preached, and the words of this verse that John preached, it shook the religious nation. It shook the people, to the religious leaders, to the core. Because they had believed that good works would get you to heaven. They had believed that they could work their way and they could find themselves in heaven. And John says, no, you need to behold the Lamb. John says, you might think your way is right, but it's not. You need to follow God and repent. I've told you. Your way isn't right. You need to follow God. You need the Lamb. And it wasn't something they were used to hearing. But praise God, it was what they needed to hear. They needed to hear. And that message is still true today. And John came on this occasion, not just with words, but he came with God's message to bring a people to view the Lamb of God. And as he calls out in love to show them God's grace, he said, you're not looking in the right direction. You're not looking in the right way. And that's your problem. He gives them some advice. Flee from the wrath to come and behold the Lamb of God. And for these people, they needed the Lamb of God and they needed God's salvation because like us, they were sinners. But these people had many considerations towards God. But they had not sought God for true forgiveness of their sins. And John points them in the way they needed to go, and he brings them, and his message was, just behold the Lamb. Just look to Jesus, for Christ alone can save you. Then thirdly, John the Baptist told them to realize that they needed to heed the message. It says those words in verse 29, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The final thought here brings us to two simple things. The first one is to behold Christ. That points us to look towards the one whom they had not been looking forward to or looking towards in this point of their lives. John indicates here in this passage, as aware, he comes with a record and saying, I am placing this down on record so that people can read it, and we're reading it today. He says, behold the Lamb, because there's none else that you should behold. Consider Jesus, who is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. And if you want to be present in heaven, when the roll is called up yonder, you need Jesus, God's only begotten Son. The Lamb would remind them of one who was innocent, one who had to be sacrificed for sins of the people. And by John saying, behold the Lamb of God, he was indicating to them that this Lamb, Jesus Christ, was approved by God. And if they would look to the Lamb, they would know that he's the only one who could save them from their sins. They need to behold Christ. And the other little thought I have is they need to look at the Lamb and trust him. And if you'll only look to the Lamb, you will know that he is the only one, as it says in verse 29, which taketh away the sin of the world. There's our substitute. the one who's able to take away the sin of the world. The world needs Christ. And if people look to the Lamb, they would find a refuge. But you can only find a refuge in the Lamb if you gaze upon Him and trust it on the finished work of the cross of Calvary, knowing that through Him, that is this man Jesus who John was presenting, you could have your sins forgiven by believing in the Lamb which taketh away the sins of the world. The world shows us that salvation, that word world shows us that salvation is not confined to one place or one people, but is confined to only those who trust in the blessed Redeemer, Jesus Christ, and the work of the Lamb, they can be born again. Remember Moses of old. Moses of old has gone through a time of great struggle as he gazed upon the people who'd sinned against God. Many a person in Moses' day, they were finding a time of great terror upon their lives. And God said, Moses, lift up that serpent of brass and let the people behold him. But there was conditions. They had to look. They had to look. And if they looked and trusting with all their heart, then they'd be saved. But if you don't look and they didn't look, they wouldn't. And the same conditions are presented before us in John chapter 1. You must behold the Lamb. And if you do, and if you will trust in the work that Jesus Christ did on our behalf, then He will take away your sins and you will be washed in the blood of the Lamb. So let me ask you, what will you do with Jesus Christ today? Will you look and live eternally in glory with Him? Or will you look away and be lost forever? May God give you grace to come to Jesus today and be saved. Let's close our time with a short word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy word to our hearts. We pray, O God, that people would listen to Thy word being preached and behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Lord, we bless Thee for the word of God which is before us. We pray that You'll bless it to the hearts of the people and use it for Thy glory and for Thy honor alone. We pray in Jesus' name's sake. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.